Unit 9. Black Friday.
Our first topic today is what has become a time-honored Thanksgiving tradition, Black Friday and the chaotic frenzy that comes with it. Crowds inside this Walmart in Houston, Texas, literally throwing themselves on top of discounted TVs, and police officers having to step in to break up the brawl. But Black Friday isn't just chaos. This young boy, capturing a little bit of that holiday excitement, waiting for those doors to swing open at a Toys R Us. Business and economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis has been in the thick of it all, joining us now from a Target store in Chicago. Good evening, Rebecca.
Hi, Amy, and good evening. These cash registers at the Chicago Target have been ringing steadily since they opened their doors at 6 p.m. last night. And believe it or not, there is still time left to shop on this Black Friday. They came, they shopped, they conquered. Black Friday madness is still going strong across the country tonight. Many stores have been open since Thanksgiving morning. Chaos at a Houston Walmart, when adults fight over flat screens, others pulling them to their feet. An electronics frenzy in Indiana, too. This man, wearing a football jersey, emerging from the pack, clutching his prize. We met Marcel Brader outside this Washington, D.C. Best Buy. Someone is paying him $3 an hour to wait in line to buy a TV. Soon grabbing this $1,400 Samsung model for just $900. 6 in 10 of us, 300 plus million Americans, are expected to shop at some point this weekend. Best Buy director John Curley.
Televisions have been really hot. Phones have been really hot. Computers and tablets too. We've got great deals throughout the whole store this year.
Best Buy seeing so much demand, their website going offline several times today. Walmart, the largest retailer in the country, saying they've sold enough towels to line the banks of the Mississippi River. Target's CEO Brian Cornell.
It's an exciting start to the holiday season. We have seen record online sales.
At one point, Target was selling nearly 1,800 TVs every minute. And at the same time, they were selling 2,000 video games every minute. Now, don't be surprised if you hear about more sales tomorrow and Sunday. I am told the retailers are pulling out all the stops this year, all with the idea of getting you back in the stores and spending a little more money. Amy.
All right, Rebecca Jarvis in Chicago, thank you.